One day, Baba just put a question to all the mandali that were sitting inside the hall here and said that, why is it that people, when they are angry, they shout at one another? Someone gave an explanation, and somebody else gave another explanation, and so forth, you see. Then Baba put counter questions and all that, and there was no satisfactory reply. In the end, all felt that the replies given were not at all satisfactory. Well, somebody said, as for instance, you lose your temper, you see, Baba, and then you just shout, you don't know what you do, you see. And then somebody else said that, well, the person, you see, just, he has no control over himself and he shouts. And likewise, you see, very childish replies, you see. Naturally, in front of the God-man, when he puts the question, we are all, not even children, you see, we are just nothing, absolutely, I should say. Puppets, you may call them at the most, you see. So, he then himself said, this is the reason. The reason is that when a person is angry on another person, the anger arises from his mind, no doubt. It's the mind that plays the trick. But then what happens? That it is as if he is away from his heart. And the more he gets angry on the person, the more distant he is from the heart. He is more removed away from the heart, you see. So that's why the person, when he's angry, shouts at the person in the beginning. And in his shouting, you see, gets more and more angry, more and more far removed from his heart, and more shouting, and louder the tone of the shouting, and so forth. So that's the reason why people shout, because the person, you see, on whom the person has got angry, is removed further away from his heart. Baba says, you won't be able to follow this properly. So let us take another example, he said. He says, you know, when people are fond of each other, two people are fond of each other, what happens? See, they talk, and then they talk. And say, take the instance of a man and a woman, you see, they're fond of each other. They talk. And their talks are reduced to whispers when they fall in love with each other and they are all by themselves, you see, they whisper. And they, because they come, they are so close to their heart, to each other's hearts, you see. So the distance is now almost nil. So there comes a time when even they stop whispering and they just look at one another, you see. And there's no need for any speech. Let no sound whatsoever, and no speech at all. There's no need for it. Because of the closeness to the heart. So that's how Baba said about why people shout when people are angry and why people just have nothing to say, but they somehow or other understand each other more explicitly without exchanging a single word, you see. And maybe because Baba is our own self, he is closer to us than our own self, that he observed silence and had no need for his speech, you see. And therefore he observed silence. Maybe. Who knows? One of the reasons for his observing silence, that there was no need for speech. He is so close to us, so one of us.